Studio, and we told you earlier, we have never had two Broyles Award finalists facing off in the national championship game, especially guys who work with former Broyles Award finalists. But Jeremy Pruitt and Rhett Lashley, of course, are facing off in the national championship game. It is Auburn, it is Florida State, and they join us now together here. A little bit unique, so...
Only divided by a chair,
I
too.
Know.
I mean, this is it. This divides the Tigers and Seminoles. A little chair in a hotel.
You guys can be nice to each other, I assume, today. You guys can start disliking each other tomorrow. But certainly the bottom line is, for you two, you're making each other's jobs extremely difficult for the next month. So, but it's what it's all about. Congratulations to both of you on what's been a great season.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank
you. Well, you know, I think Arkansas fans obviously are a lot more familiar with Rhett and what he's gone through in his career. So we'll talk more about the Auburn run, which has been magical and nothing short of it. But for Florida State, it's a little bit more of a kind of a steady run, Coach. And you guys have, you know, pounded the majority of your competition this year. It has been fun to watch, and really it's been a dominant performance throughout the season.
Right. Well, we've been very fortunate. We've not had very many injuries this year. You know, on offense, it seems like those guys just score points just, you know, each possession, and it's made it really easy for us defensively. You know, it seems like every time the other team gets the ball, there's seven more points behind. But, you know, we just hopefully we can continue to do that.
The thing around here is, and Rhett knows this well, if you don't play in the SEC, you automatically have a mark against you. But there are a few schools that get looked at, I think, on equal footing, and in this year probably a step ahead of most of the SEC defenses, and certainly Florida State is in the mix, and I'm sure Rhett will talk about this in a minute, but I mean, as far as athleticism goes and, you know, the ability level across the board with your team, you know, you guys obviously bring a pretty special bunch to the field.
Well, I can say this. I've been on the SEC side, so I know what everybody talks about in the SEC when it comes to recruiting and all that. You know, and rightfully so, until somebody knocks somebody, the SEC, off the, you know, the throne. You know, it's still this football, college football is dominated by the SEC. And, you know, and Auburn winning the conference, what they've done, the teams they beat, you know, this year, and how they beat them, you know, how they've been just dominated them,
yeah.
You know, speaks volumes for them.
Well, Rhett, obviously it's been a magical run. You and I were talking before you guys came on, and congratulations to you again on what has been a fun finish of the season. You guys have really captured the hearts and minds of college football fans
everywhere. We like
to make
things interesting.
There is no question. And first thing I said to him, I said, boy, great call at the end of that Georgia game.
That's exactly how it worked when I was in high school. Exact same way.
You played it off a tip drill?
Yep, every time.
That's how you make receivers good, tip drill. That's what it's all
about.
Make
them concentrate a
little. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you got to tell me about the end of that game, and then obviously the kick return. And again, there's a lot of coaching that goes into it. I'm sure people understand that. But just a couple of magical moments to get you guys to this position, and certainly a great performance. I mean, one for the ages against Missouri. But the last three games have been unbelievable.
It's been quite a run. You know, our guys are resilient. The number one thing they've done, they've been a team. They've been together, and they gained confidence with some wins early in the year. And there's nothing you can substitute for that. You know, we played Georgia and played really good for three quarters. We were winning by 20 going into the fourth. And then just everything that could go wrong went wrong. I mean, it was a helpless feeling. And, you know, yeah, it took a fortuitous bounce to help us out there. But, you know, our guys kept fighting. And even in the timeout before the 4th and 18, we had guys saying, hey, throw me the ball and we'll make a play, this and that. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And then, you know, of course, the way the Alabama game ended is a big deal in our state. We were able to go down and tie the game with 30 seconds to go after our defense got a big stop. And, you know, Coach Malzahn made a great call of, you know, calling timeout, not only to ice the kicker, but to put our punt returner back there. And, you know, our guys got in the way, made some good blocks, and Chris took it to the house. So
I think a lot of us are curious about how you guys work together, and certainly you guys know each other so well, but how you work through the week getting the game plan together, and then how are things facilitated as far as getting plays in on Saturdays?
You know, it just works. Obviously, Coach Miles, that's his offense. I mean, he created it even before I was playing for him, right about that time. And you know, but having played quarterback in the system helps me a lot, and having played quarterback with him calling plays, so there's an easy connection there. And you know, got a lot to do during the week to get everything prepped, and then, you know, on game day we do it together. You know, he calls a whole lot of plays, but I get all those fun ones, like, hey, it's 3rd and 15 on your own 5, what do you want to call? So Jeremy will know, he'll know who's calling that one, you know. But no, we do it together, and every game's got a little different deal to it, but we're on the same page and in between series and all that. So and our whole coaching staff does a great job.
The I guess the common theme for us is you can't do what you guys are doing. I mean, the bottom line is you can't run it as significantly as you guys do from a ratio standpoint and still do it as effectively as you do it. And certainly it's really never been done before to the level you guys did it the other day against Missouri. You only threw 11 passes, and we were talking to one of our analysts this week, and he said, you know, everybody wants to they think you'll pack the box and then, you know, try to have Marshall beat you throwing it.
Yeah.
But as he showed the other day in that unbelievable pass, the touchdown pass early on, he can beat you with his arm. He just hasn't had to in most cases.
Yeah, Nick's got great arm talent, and I think at this point in the season, he's comfortable with everything we're doing to where we feel comfortable calling the plays we need to call when we need to. It, you know, early in the year, it was a little different, although he threw for 350 or whatever to beat Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's capable. It just so happens the last six games of the season, we've been running the ball well. And, you know, I was getting asked questions, do y'all want to throw it just a little more just because? And I'm thinking, man, that'd be bad coaching. The guy's averaging what? And so our defense has gotten big stops when we needed it. Our offensive line's been a big key to our success this year. And, you know, like I said, they've done it as a team.
Coach, when you're playing a team that is, I'm not going to say one-dimensional. That's not the right term because that's got a negative connotation. But a team that focuses, you know, squarely on the run. I mean, you know, obviously you guys kind of know what you're up against. And we watch it every week and we're like, no, wait. No, they just ran it again, and it worked again, and they got 5, 10, 12, 18, 20 yards. I mean, it's amazing to us. And if, as a defensive coordinator, I mean, you can almost feel for these other guys. It's got to be frustrating to have that happen to you.
Yeah, we want to appeal and see if they'll let us play with 12. No, but I've watched them a little bit, and the one thing they do, they're extremely physical. They are now. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and they make you defend all parts of the field. I don't know this. I watched that one throw that Nick made against Missouri, the very first one when he avoids rushers, he's running forward. I mean, he throws the ball, but it's like 46 yards on the run between two defenders, and you couldn't have went out there and set it there better than anybody. You know, Tom Brady's not going to make that
throw.
Well,
he did throw off the wrong foot. It could have been probably a little bit better, right?
So, I mean, as far as folks saying he can't throw the ball, I wouldn't believe that after watching that. But to me, it's a testament to these guys. They do what they need to do to win football games. And, you know, obviously we'll have our hands full and we'll just have to try to grind it out and maybe score one more than they do.
There you go. Well, joined by Jeremy Pruitt, the defensive coordinator, Florida State, and Red Lashley, offensive coordinator at Auburn. And, Coach, I think everybody's familiar with what you guys have done this year. More, you know, probably not as much as they are with what, you know, Auburn has done being an SEC country here. But, you know, when you talk about your defense, maybe some of the personalities and what makes them such a great unit, and, of course, your quarterback's gotten the line, show the attention, and appropriately so is the far and away favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, although I'm sure Rhett might make an argument for Trey Mason, and certainly a good one. It would be easy to make for him as well. But talk about some of the guys on your defense and what works so well with what you guys have done this year.
Well, I would say the biggest thing is, you know, when Jimbo brought me in, and, you know, obviously Mark got promoted, got the job at Kentucky, Jimbo wanted to be a little more aggressive, and we've got four or five seniors on our defense who truly bought into what we're trying to do. They easily could have said, hey, we're not doing that, you know, or I'm not, you know, because they'd had success doing the other. But we had, you know, LaMarcus Joyner, Telvin Smith, Christian Jones, Timmy Jernigan, Terrence Brooks, I mean, several of those guys. I mean, they grabbed the youngsters and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And it was frustrating at time for them, I'm sure. You know, different terminology. You know, this isn't how we've done it before. But they just, every day, they said, they had the attitude, coach me, coach. Just coach me. And, you know, it's really been a fun time with these guys. Just a great group of guys. They're tremendous, tremendous competitors. And the way they practice each and every day. I've never been a part of folks that like to play the game like they do.
Let me ask you about, I guess, your familiarity with the ward and certainly with Coach Fisher's, you know, experience here in Little Rock. I'm sure you've talked to him a little bit about it, but obviously it's a great honor to be. You know, they always say it's an honor to be nominated. Well, in the Burroughs Award case, I think it definitely is. And Rhett, certainly growing up in the state of Arkansas, you know all too well about it. But let me ask you about your familiarity with Coach Broyles and the award and I guess your overall feelings on being here today.
Well, you know, just sitting in there this morning with all these guys and just listening to Coach Broyles talk, you know, you could tell the impact that he's had, you know, not only in the state of Arkansas, but in the football community. You know, the guys that have, you know, have blossomed under him, and obviously he's a guy that gives back. You know, seems like today a lot of people, you know, my grandfather, you know, used to say it best. He was old Baptist minister. He said, you know, when you pray, Jeremy, you need to pray to be a blessing, not to be blessed. And you can tell that, you know, Coach is truly bless the folks he's been around.
No question about it. So what's the schedule for each of you? Let me start with you, Coach Pruitt, on as far as what you guys will do with preparation and travel, and what's the schedule for you all the next few weeks?
You know what? I've not got it yet. They worked on it yesterday and today, and I'm sure it'll be finalized by the time we get in. But I know from now to Sunday we're going to recruit, and I'm sure both of us are probably behind a little bit in recruiting. And right now that's probably the disadvantage you get to having a successful season. So
let me ask you, too, Red, about that. But, I mean, I guess that part of it, but also something that's always bothered me, and even more so, I've complained about the BCS, and I'm happy they're going to a playoff, although I would say, you know, this year definitely got the best two teams, the most deserving teams in the national championship game. But the long layoff.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have been on such a hot streak, and I know you guys will work up some different things, and I'm sure, Coach, you guys are excited to have the time, too, to try to work on some different things on both sides of the ball, too. But the long layoff, it's so unique. There's nothing else like it. It's unprecedented in sport as far as the length between the games that qualify you to get there and then the game that you're playing to win it all. You know, talk to me about the uniqueness of that and then what you guys will do scheduling.
Yeah. We went through it in 2010. It wasn't as many points as everybody thought there'd be. I don't know why that is. But you know, I'll say this. We both have the same amount of time as coaches. Our players both wait the same amount of time. There's positives, too. I mean, what Jeremy and them are doing on defense, they're the best defense in the country for a reason. And we need all the time we can get to prepare and to prepare our kids. I'm sure he'd say similar things. And, you know, the other thing is, too, both of us have been through a long grind of a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for our kids physically, mentally, emotionally, all the things that have happened last month to get a chance to kind of, you know, recharge and get refocused on, you know, a very good Florida State team. So we'll be just like them. We'll recruit through Sunday, and then, you know, we'll get hard to work. We've already got people hard at work just like they do, but we'll get hard at work on Florida State.
All right. Good luck to both of you. Appreciate the time, and good luck today. It's certainly a great experience, great event, and like I said, it's already an honor to be here, so enjoy
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Congrats, guys.
All right. Jeremy Pruitt, Rhett Lashley, and it's 11:18. We're going